kidding me? You gotta be digging this action here tonight. We've got Link Ray here, kicking off another edition of the Lost Discs Radio Show, man. I don't know if you can dig it. I sure hope you do, man. Can you believe this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the originator, man, the guitar god, Link Ray, with the fuzz. Can you believe he's still out there kicking? We've got tickets to see this guy in 2 weeks. He's playing some dive bar here in Connecticut, and we're going up to see him. God, check this out, man. You know, the word on the street is, if you're going to see Link Ray in this bar, bring earplugs. That's right. He's like 70-something years old and he still wails it. You need earplugs to hear this guy. Well, this is Jimmy Knight here with you tonight on April 22nd of 2005, man. And unfortunately now, Dr. Doc Brown has not entered the studio yet. We will see as the evening progresses what hijinks may arise due to his late arrival. You know, if he makes it at all, you know, we'll see. We'll see what he's got to say for himself if he eventually rolls in. Anyways, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, I'm sitting in here with you to give you some action, and I guess we have to talk about John Fred, right? You know what I mean? This guy, John Fred, and his Playboy band. Well, see, the thing is, apparently now he passed away, like, I guess last Friday, and we didn't get the word till sometime over the weekend, you know. But John Fred, everybody knows John Fred, even if they don't know that they know John Fred, right? Because John Fred, you know, was that guy that did that song about Judy in the skies, dropping LSD, and she's drinking a thing with the, you know, with the Judy and her disguise with the glasses. Everybody plays that song, you know, and they play the hell out of that song on the corporate crap stations. Anyways, you know, let alone when the guy dies, you know, and now that he dies, they say, well, you know, pull out that one record we have by him, you know, that one track we have in the computer, just and play it like over and over again every half hour, because that's what we do, because that's what people want us to do, you know, because, you know, the people that listen are so brainwashed, that's what they get off on, you know, just hearing these same old oldies over and over. So anyways, John Fred now passed away, and it's not the kind of thing where we're just going to play him because he died, right? Like, and that would be how most people would probably do it. But about a year ago, we played some obscure John Fred off of the Uni Records label from like 1969 or something. I don't know why I have these things. Just, you know, just let it go. But anyways, come to find out, John Fred hit that Judy in Disguise record in late 1967, okay? And I guess it was sort of a reaction to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, right? The whole Beatles psychedelic thing, eh? Well, all right, fine. But who knew that John Fred was going strong in the 1950s? Yeah, John Fred and his Playboy band goes all the way back to the late 1950s. And, you know, they're not going to play that one for you on the crap stations. He had two records out on the Montel Records label in 1959, and one of them actually hit the charts. And we're going to spin that one for you. You know, it hit like number 87 on the charts, the Billboard charts, or some ridiculous thing like that. So we're going to give you a taste of what John Fred sounded like when he started out, man, in the 50s. And then, right after that, we're going to go into some late 60s action from the guy off of one of his LPs after he went really psychedelic. You see, he had to go psychedelic at some point. So here we go. Let's see if we can catch this action, man. Yeah, it's John Fred, all right. They won't play this one for you, but here we go. Shirley.
Shirley. Shirley, I love you so. Never gonna let you go. Shirley, where you going tonight?
Shirley, will you be my girl? I take you around the world. Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley, Shirley, I'd buy you anything. Would you like a diamond ring? Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley's mama on the phone. She said Shirley's not at home. She said my little girl ought to be back soon. She's gone on a honeymoon. Oh, Shirley, Shirley, you've done me wrong. That's why I sing this song. Shirley, where you going?
Lost this radio, 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 lost this radio.
It was gorgeous, an experience that thrilled me, that made me feel really alive for the first time.
Are you prepared for that action tonight? I don't know if you're prepared, folks. That's John Fred and his Playboy Band off of the Paula Records label. We've got the whole LP, and no, that's not from the Judy in Disguise album. It's from the album that followed that in early 1968, man. The album is called Permanently Stated. Yeah. Oh, well, see, and there you got both ends of John Fred, man. You got spanning the whole 10-year spectrum when he was cutting records, man, from 1959 before that on the Montel label with Shirley. And then, of course, he went psychedelic, man, just like everybody wanted to do. He was expanding his consciousness with that song there called Lonely Are the Lonely. And real quick, we're going to spin the just about a minute or two or less of the song that closes side one, because we got a big, big kick out of this. We're laughing. Jeff D was laughing pretty heavily at this one. This is a song called Tissue Paper. Okay, let's get it. Now, I think the lyrics, if you want to sing along, you're going to want to know the lyrics. The refrain on this is something like, give me a roll of your tissue paper. I want to blow my nose on your tissue paper. It's really, you know, you wonder why the guy never had a, you know... See, you wonder about these one-hit wonders, and then you get a hold of their lost discs, and you say, I guess I'm putting two and two together here. Oh, now here he comes with tissue paper. Sing along, folks. It's easy.
Give me a roll of your tissue paper. I wanna dry my eyes on your tissue paper.
Now, I'm not kidding. Later on in the song, I got to put this farther down in the record, because later on he says, I want to blow my nose on your tissue paper. And you see, I don't know. Is that like some kind of a hip reference that I'm not getting? You know what I mean? Like if I was on acid right now, would I get that? Like, is the tissue paper some metaphor? All right, here we go. Let's move it up a little bit in the song. Oh, wait, here it comes again. Here we go. Sing along, folks. Okay, no, I know. He says dry your eyes, but later on he says about blowing the nose. Here we go. Oh, wait for it. Now, here it comes.
Give me a roll of your tissue paper. I gotta blow my nose on your tissue paper.
Here it is. On your tissue paper, I gotta smoke the thing on the bind paper. You see what I mean? Big finish now. Well, I thought it was gonna be a big finish there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, the one and only John Fred and his Playboy Band. The classic Tissue Paper! Exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show tonight.
That's nice.
And the beat goes on.
over for, and everybody knows you're so sweet. You tickle me from head to my athlete feet. Hey, hey, Bertha Lou, I wanna conjugate with you. You know my blood is running wild, and I know you ain't no child.
Radio. Wow, he went in fast.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Well, the worst person I know,
mother-in-law.
You ought to see how she worries me so.
Mother-in-law.
I'd she just leave us alone, could have a happy home. She must have been sent from below. A mother-in-law.
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 Now sin ought to be her name.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
Cause to me they're just about the same.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
Well, every time I open my mouth, she horns in and tries to throw me out. How could she stoop so low? My mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law.
All right, Claire.
Asking me how much I make. She thinks her advice is the Constitution, but if she'd leave, that would be the solution. And never come back no more. A mother-in-law.
A mother-in-law.
A mother-in-law.
A mother-in-law.
There ought to be a law.
Now, Gary, where's the money? Work harder. Do the dishes.
Step lively. On a fattener loop.
Whoa, all right. calm down there, man. That's Gary Paxton just about losing his crap. Live on the show tonight. Well, he's not live. I am, though. Hey, Gary Paxton off the Capitol Records label, man. You all know that one. The mother-in-law tune there. And, of course, before that, it was Clint Miller off ABC Paramount with Bertha Lou. The Bertha Lou. And, you know, he actually, if you go back and listen to that, he actually uses the word conjugate in that record. Now, I can't imagine that that was hip back in 1958. You see what I'm saying? Bertha Lou, I want to conjugate with you. Who's he think he's fooling? He might as well just be using the F word on the air. But forget the Janet Jackson thing last year, man. It's that Clint Miller guy. Look him up, man. It hit the charts like number 97 or something on the Billboard we were looking at. I can't even believe it hit the charts. They were banning that one on the radio back in 58, man, with all that kind of potty humor, that kind of potty mouth on the radio. At least they're trying to get it on the records there. Folks, people are emailing in, well, at least Rabishu was, and I guess they do it like this. If you want to contact us tonight, you get on the computer there and you send it to lost@wbcq.us. And, that'll get it here quick as a whip, you know, and we'll get back out at you. And we are live on April 22nd of 2005. So get in on that email. It's lost@wbcq.us. And, give a shout out to a couple people. How about this guy, Grant, in St. Andrews? We're going to say New Brunswick, right? Canada? Grant up in St. Andrews, New Brunswick, was signing the guest book at our website, folks. I don't know. Go do a Google search or something for the Lost Discs radio show. Just spell the word discs with a C if you're on the internet there. It'll get to us much easier. You'll find us much easier. And I promised that I would pronounce it correctly this week for Doug in Carrizozo, New Mexico. Carrizozo. I think I said it right. So that's Doug out there in New Mexico. People going nuts for the QSL cards. What about Eric? We sent one out to those guys. We sent one out to Eric in Oregon. What is this? Corvallis, Oregon. From the Oregon State University Amateur Radio Club, K7UYX. You guys know what I'm saying. See, again, hidden references here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Stay tuned for more. And then, of course, here's a guy, Steve Font. And we gave a shout-out to these guys last week, but in case you missed it. Steve Font out in Yellow Springs, Ohio, man. Hanging out with those kids at Antioch College. You know, staying toasted. And that's how it goes, folks. You can contact us on the analog mail by dropping it. Something in the P.O. box there. It's Lost Discs Radio Show. P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And, you know, we're in the USA. And here we go. This is why you listen to this show, ladies and gentlemen. Are you prepared? If that John Fred stuff didn't get you going enough, this is going to get you going. We were just spinning Gary Paxton's version of Mother-in-Law, right? I can't do that. That bass thing like Benny Spellman or whatever. I can't do it. But anyway, Mother-in-Law. Now, you know, the guy that did that, of course, originally in 1961 was Ernie Cato, right? So Ernie Cato, after he couldn't get another hit. See, he couldn't get another hit either, just like John Fred. You know, see, and also Ernie Cato died a few years ago. So what's up with all these guys, these one-hit wonder guys dying? You know, see? Chesty? What? All right, never mind. So anyways, I just think there's a conspiracy, and but that's me. I always think there's a conspiracy. Ernie Cato, then a few years later, when he went into the Duke Records label, oh, yes, he did it, folks. He did, then, in 1964, a follow-up to Mother-in-Law. It's My Mother-in-Law Is In My Hair Again. Oh, God, you never heard this one, folks. Dig it.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. I say my mother-in-law, she's in my hair again. Let me tell you about the woman now. My mother-in-law, she's in my hair again. She digging in a backyard, a big hole. She said that she digging for a pot of gold. My mother-in-law, she's in my hair again. My mother-in-law, the woman with on my nerve every day. My mother-in-law, the woman with on my nerve. She even asked me about my faith. She says she believe in a witchcraft. Taking pills in a dog make me feel so bad. Mother-in-law, she's in my hair again. Take a rocket to the moon. And let me tell you about if she leave right now, it wouldn't be a minute too soon. She says she believe in a witchcraft. Sticking pins in a dog make me feel so bad. Mother-in-law, she's in my hair again. Let me tell you about the woman. She hang around. She make me act like a
The Lost Discs Radio Show with Jim E. Knight and Dr. Doc Brown, two incredibly amazing scientists of music. These people, they're the ones who take like little bits of like DNA and reconstruct old music.
Yeah, they do, boy. They find this stuff that no one wants to hear.
Exactly.
How can you talk like that?
Fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. When I first met you, darling, I knew I couldn't win, but I kept right on a trying. Oh, trying is no sin. Well, fool, that I was to care for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. Well, now we've said goodbye, dear, and I'm sorry to my heart. Even though I knew someday, dear, we would throw before the start. Well, fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess that I still love you and we'll always be the same. Oh, fool, fool, fool,
man, the incredible sounds now of K-Star making the rounds tonight on the Lost Discs radio show off of the original Capitol Records label 45, ladies and gentlemen. And you know we're sending that out to somebody. I don't, who are we sending that one out to?
Ooh, Johnny Lightning!
That Johnny Lightning guy. What the, man, all of a sudden you're sitting around, you know. I've been listening to Johnny Lightning for all those years. And then suddenly, on Sunday night, Johnny Lightning and the Radio New York International guys are sitting there, and he's like, you know that Lost Discs radio show, they play some stuff that we're digging, and suddenly he's digging it, and you're like, man. So if you don't know what we're talking about, if you perchance are listening to this program and you've never tuned in on Sunday evenings to dig Johnny Lightning's shenanigans on Radio New York International, well, what can I tell you? Hopeless, Pally. Hopeless. All right? You got to go on WBCQ 7.415 megahertz Sunday evenings between 8 p.m. and midnight Eastern United States time and dig this political commentary and body humor. I mean, you might want to bring... You need to bring your own gloves and, you know, prophylactics because it gets a little body. But it's... The man is sharp. Well, we dig that action. So here's what we're going to do. If Johnny, now, yeah, there's no way to tell if he's listening live right now, but he's going to probably get this at some point. So we're going to flip this 45 over and play the other side. Man, who's going to do that for you? The corporate crap stations? Those guys on the FM? Yeah? No, they're not going to do it for you, folks. It's happening here tonight on the show, man. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'm going to cue it up live right now. Let's get this. Hold on a minute. I got to cue it up, Jesse. Hang on. Okay, couldn't you hardly hear that? There we go. Wait. There we go. Okay, now, you'll appreciate that this is coming off of a scratchy 45 out of 1952. And it's one of those old Capitol 45s that has the old triangular punch-out spindle in the middle of it. You know, like if you didn't have a 45s adapter, sometimes they would have the 45s, especially back in the 50s, the early 50s, it would come with a little triangular punch-out cardboard thing in the middle of the 45 with a small hole for, like, you know, your 33 RPM-er spindle. Or your 78 spindle. Yeah, sure. So that's what we've got, and very exciting. I've had this record in my collection, and yes, and this is no exaggeration. I've had this record at least since I'm 4 years old, okay? So very exciting to spin some K-Star action tonight on the show for all of us, but especially going out to Johnny Lightning and those guys on the crew at Radio New York International. Let's get this action, man.
Worry, 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 all I ever got's a worried
Sister
mind.
Katie. Sing it, Sister Katie.
Worry,
Sing
worry,
Sister
worry,
Katie.
All
Sing
I
Sister
ever got's
Katie.
A worried
Sing
mind.
It, Sing it, Sister Katie.
You tell
Sing
me you
Katie.
Love me, then turn around and treat me so
Sing
unkind.
Sing it, Sister Katie.
People tell me do, then people tell me don't. Sometimes I think I will, and then again I think I won't. Stay
Sing
in love
Sister
with you,
Katie.
Even
Sing
though
Sister
I know
Katie.
I got
for me next show.
Well, poor old John, oh, the mugger. He met a girl and then he took her to his room and tried to make her change her name to the mugger. Now the years passed by and time went on. She and old John, they couldn't get along. One day she shot at him and he tried to duck her. Now there's one less for the mugger. Well, the judge looked down, he said, how do you plead? Or are you guilty? She stood there to somebody shook her. She said, yeah, I shot that for the mugger. They sentenced her to hang the next day. Said, you've done wrong and you must pay. And as to the gallows they took her. They said, there goes another for the mugger. Yeah, but that's not all to the story. Well, they had a son, and his name was Tommy for the mugger. And Tommy had six sons, all for the mugger. And they had sons, and their sons had sons, and so on and so on, until there were feather muckers scattered everywhere. As a matter of fact, friends, the whole moral of this story is, to beware, because there's a feather bunker at every crown. Oh yes, and one more thing. I've sung this song and I've sung it well, and if you don't like it, go straight to hell.
Meet two people having fun, and meet the fun they're having.
Lost Discs Radio.
Mumblypeg and Russian Roulette, and for that matter, all games involving knives or guns are out for obvious reasons.
Crazy as a coon, I'm running around in my underpants, trying to find some kind of romance. Quarter past six on Lime Street, I got a whip right off my feet. Didn't realize that I'd been caught till I found myself in the county court. Won't you please be kind? Have pity on me, a poor orphan child. Mr. Judge, he says with a long, mean frown, often I'm not your boy. I screamed on my knees in the witness box. Lord, have mercy on my golden locks. Judge, I can see that he was a snide. Says the only kind of blind you are the blind.
It's 10:40. Now 41 degrees.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, we've currently got a solar wind speed of around 500 kilometers per second, with a proton density of about 6.5 protons per cubic centimeter. You know, the Earth is just about to glide through a solar wind stream flowing from a coronal hole in the sun. This encounter, could spark geomagnetic storms this weekend. Sky watchers, especially in the high latitudes, should be alert for auroras tonight and tomorrow. In fact, in the high latitudes up where the WBCQ transmitter is, you've got about a 40% chance of active geomagnetic storms over the next 24 to 48 hours. Yeah. Well, we'd like to give it to you straight here on the Lost Discs Radio Show. This is Jim E. Knight with you live on April 22nd of 2005. And you've got about 20 minutes or less to get in on the email action tonight, folks. Rabishu has done it a few times, and so has that guy in Geneva, Illinois. What's his name? What's that guy's name? Dave. Dave in Geneva, Illinois, emailing in to the show tonight, making the scene, getting it off the shortwave radio. Folks, we dig that action. The email address is lost@wbcq.us. Go give us a shout tonight. And speaking of people that are absent, well, I don't know that I was speaking of anyone who's absent, but I'm going to start, so get ready. Dr. Doc Brown has still not wandered into the studio. So, I'm getting a little pissed, Jesse.
Don't be pissed.
Come on. What's he, you know...
You know how he is.
Guy signed a contract. Hey, what? You know what? I'm going to call him up. He's got a cell phone, right? Jesse, do you have a cell number?
Do you have a cell number? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Give me...
Wait.
Jesse, get his cell number out. And we'll call Dr. Doc Brown right now and see what the hell he's doing. How about that? Hang on, I gotta get the microphone over here by the phone. Hey, stand by, folks. We gotta get the phone patch to you so that we can. We're gonna call Doc right now on the phone, and we're gonna see if he can explain to our studio audience what. See, thank you for doing tonight.
Ooh, watch that equipment.
The phone's ringing, folks. Let's see if he picks it up. Placing a call to Dr. Doc Brown, live on the air tonight. See what happens. See, he's too drunk. Whoa. Hey, that was it. What wasn't supposed to happen? Well, all right. Well, that didn't work out too well. Folks, let's... Hey, you know, sometimes when your best laid plans fall through, it's time to talk about mice and men. So speaking of mice and men, somebody emailed in like 2 weeks ago during the show and they says, hey man, can you play something by the Frigid Pink? Right? The Frigid Pink? So I'm thinking to myself, I've got exactly one record by the Frigid Pink. Okay? It's a 45. I've never really been able to bring myself to buying any of their LPs, man. So, well, let's see. We're going to get some Frigid Pink on right now. I don't know who this guy was. In fact, Dr. Doc Brown would be able to hit me up to who this was that was asking for the Frigid Pink, because it's his job to check the emails during the week. But let's do it tonight. Some heavy acid rock. You see, where else, ladies and gentlemen, can you go from the early 1950s swinging sound of K-Star and transport yourself all the way through to the acid rock sounds of the Frigid Pink, man? Only on the Lost Discs radio show. Let's dig this action tonight, man. We'll be right back.
Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
People survived Hiroshima. We can survive this. We can't do it with you yelling your head off.
Sound of the Sweet Smoke. Sure, man, that's the name of the group, the Sweet Smoke, off of the Jan G Records label, man, out of 1968. Yes, we are spinning the original 45 of that record, man. Some sort of acid psych garage band action spinning on the turntable tonight for you. Of course, remember what I said at the beginning of this show tonight about getting secret references to things? Well, there's another secret reference, and once again, if I have to tell you, people, please, the Sweet Smoke, okay? Now, before that, it was the Frigid Pink. Okay, now there's another secret reference, okay? And if I have to explain this one to you, I'm going to be sick about it. Okay, the Frigid Pink with House of the Rising Sun, and that's kind of ironic. I'll give you a clue if you don't know what the Frigid Pink is. Think of the irony of a group called the Frigid Pink doing House of the Rising Sun, okay? Because there's all kinds of double entendres and references going on there. And before that, you know, we did, of course, before the space forecast and all, we did hear from Procol Harum tonight. Yes, that was Procol Harum, in case you were digging the vocals of Gary Brooker there, or the keyboard action that he lays down. Lime Street Blues, also off of the Darum Records label 45, the original 45 we're spinning for you. That was the B-side of Whiter Shade of Pale. Man, they never spin the B-side, man. We spun it for you. And, well, before that was a country thing by Hilly Billy off the Quarter Cash Records label, and it was the Ode to John... Excuse me. The Ode to John... Excuse me, I have something in my throat. Hilly Billy with the Ode to John... something. See, again, secret references on the show. I can't actually say that title over the air, or they would shut Wiener down. Do you think that Alan Wiener's name has any other meaning than just it's his name? See? Secret references all night tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Speaking of secret references, you know, if the phone rings, Chesty, if the phone rings, yeah. Get it, because that's going to be Dr. Doc Brown.
It is?
Probably. You just hit the speaker thing there.
Well, you know I don't like to touch your equipment.
Oh, woo, Chesty. Ooh, Chesty says she don't like to touch my equipment, at least during the show. Okay, again, people with the references, I can't take it. Right, so we'll get a little Link Ray back here while we talk about our website, because if you're digging the Lost Discs radio show, sometimes what we do is we stay on late. See, we're contractually, we are obligated to go off the air at 10:59 and like 32 seconds or something crazy like that. And, you know, we try to run a tight ship here, like Alan Wiener does, and it's... Get the phone. Hit the thing. All right. Is he on there? Hello? Doc, are you there? Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, who's on the air? Hello, Doc. Can you hear me, Doc? Dr. Doc Brown, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
I can really hear you over the great dance music that's playing.
Yeah. Hey, that's Link Ray, man. We're going to see him live in 2 weeks.
What?
You want to go with us? We can get you tickets.
All right.
We're going to see Link Ray.
Music, white boy. Woohoo!
Yeah, well, all right, if you want to swing that way. Hey, Doc.
We got dogs in the house.
Hey. Doc, why didn't you show up for the show tonight, man?
I don't know. I'm attempting to call you from this crazy scene I've got going on. I can't even explain it. There was a cat in a box. You've heard of a jack in the box. We had a cat in the box.
Yeah, okay. Cat.
Dogs barking.
Yeah.
And we got this crazy dance music playing.
Wow, sounds like a scene, man.
I know. It's more like after hours, but it's happening during the show.
Sounds like you're making the scene.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully the show went well. I was speeding as fast as I could. I'm trying to get all around, all over the state. And it's just not, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Doc, I only got like 1 minute left. I want to talk real quick about... we're not going to do an after-hour show tonight. We're not staying on late. But sometimes when we do, we come up with some really great audio in the hour or so after this show goes off the air. And if you want to dig it, you can go to our website. It's a secret way to get there. You go to lostdiscs.cjb.com, or, you know, just go to Google and search on the Lost Discs radio show.
Yep.
Just spell the word discs with a C. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, look for the smiley face guy, which will be your secret entrance into our after hours archive for the show, man. Doc, you were digging some of that this week, huh? Did that link work for you? That link? Speaking of Link Ray.
It worked great.
All right, man.
The link worked. You can get on there. We'll do, you know, we can do whatever.
All right, man. Look at... We got to skedaddle on out of here, Doc. So thanks for checking in. I'm glad you're sober at least.
All that stuff. I hope Chesty covered for me. Well, I'm sure she did.
She did what she could. What, you know, what can we say? She was a little shy about touching my equipment. She said.
What?
Yes.
Well, then you know what you got to do. Then you got to tune in Tokyo.
All right, Doc. I got to go. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right.
We got to split, man. Thanks.
All right, I'll check you later after hours.
Gotcha, man. Easy.
Bye.
Take it easy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been digging the Lost Discs radio show. off of WBCQ on April 22nd of 2005. And we're going to throw it back to the transmitter right now. And we'll catch you next week on the airwaves, man, on the shortwave.